Case number 11,214, Lewis F. Berger Jr., north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, north of Lost Point Road, being lot 45, Block E, within Swan Keys subdivision. Tax map ID, District 533, map 12.16, parcel 286. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Hey, my name's Charles Shade, 36656 Sussex Highway, Delmar, Delaware, 19940.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I take it everybody's got a site plan, a survey. It was submitted with the application. You do have it? Okay. My name's Charles Shade. I'm the owner of Chesapeake Homes in Delmar, Delaware, acting as an agent on behalf of Mr. Berger. We're here tonight to file for a variance to change the side yard setbacks on the property mentioned by Melissa to accommodate a new modular home on the property. Because of the I've been here quite a few times before. We've put other homes in Swan Keys, and it always comes up to the same thing, that usually the existing home that's on the lot now is going to be tore down, and that wouldn't comply with any, you know, setback requirements you have right now. If you look at the site plan, you can see that there's part of the existing home would actually be outside the window of the new home we're putting on there. Because of the narrowness of the lot, and because of the building envelope to place the new home, we would need that variance granted in order to do that. And that would be asking for the least possible variance. There should be no effect on any adjacent properties. The existing single wide rate net that is on there now, I think with the encroachments and the setbacks that it has now, all that would be gone. There is part of a driveway that is going over on, I think this is the north side of the property. Let me see here. Which we've already talked to the owners of the property next door, and we will take that out. You can see it's like a 1.3 foot encroachment. And that's just some gravel that's been kind of spilled over into their property. We're asking that the variance be granted because it would allow them to up the existing single wide right there that's on the lot now is not livable. I believe it was a 1977 model, and he would like to replace that. It's not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Over the years, I've seen how the neighborhood has come up as far as getting a lot of those older structures out of there and replacing them with newer structures. It won't impair the use of the either property on either side, and it would be the least modification possible that we need.
Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
And I, Mr. Calvin, have none. So, that being said, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
Chairman, I think the applicant's Democrat demonstrated that there's a uniqueness simply because it's 40-foot wide lot mobile that he's, or double wide he's proposing to put on is not typical of what we normally see of 28, but yet 24 feet, and therefore a minimum request to afford some relief because of the width of the lot. I believe that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of this property. The applicant didn't create the situation. Whoever designed the development did. And obviously won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the other variances have been granted. To make a motion to approve case number 11,214.
Okay, second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,214. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Whitman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,214 is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.